Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the beautiful, peaceful, and rainy mountains of California. Today I'm talking about relaxation, and I'm the first to admit that I don't relax as much as I need to. Now, you might think nobody has to tell me to relax. I know when to relax. But believe me, I have to be told and reminded, even if it's just by myself, to just stop and relax every so often. I'm one of those type A personalities who like to go, go, go and do a million things. And when I stop going, I feel like I'm being unproductive or wasting time. But as you know, self-care is important to both physical and mental health. So I've tried to change my thinking and take time to just relax. Relaxing is productive. It's not wasting time and helps you recharge so you can go, go, go and not burn out. So throughout my day, I make sure I take time to relax both my body and my mind. As a programmer, I'm pretty much at the computer from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And whether you're a programmer or not, I'm betting you're pretty much the same way. And when your eyes aren't on the computer screen, they're on the phone screen or a television screen, and then in bed, they're looking at a tablet screen, am I right? I don't have to give you the stats for you to know that's not good. So to start, we can make a habit of giving our eyes a rest throughout our days. I moved my desk, which was facing a wall, to another location so I could look out the windows every so often. Now, one thing about my little house is that it lacks windows and it tends to be really dark. But I have a slider out to a back porch with large windows that go out to my yard. So each hour, I make a point to just stop and either close my eyes or look out the windows at the trees, at my animals, just to give my eyes a break. Now you can set your alarm on your phone, or you can just naturally take a break when you're feeling a little tired. But by the time you get to the part where you're a little tired, it might already be a little too late. So make a point to do it at least hourly. I also made a point to get a massage at least once a month. It can be those guys at the mall for 15 minutes or a visit to a massage therapist. I found that the mall is so noisy, though, it's hard to relax when you're in the middle of an aisle. But it's nice to get a touch up if you need your neck and shoulders done. Now, your stress does manifest itself in your muscles. And if your workstation is not perfectly ergonomic, and most aren't, you need to take care of your body. In addition to getting body work done, you can work out, stretch, and do yoga. All of that helps strengthen your body and de-stress. Meditation helps too, and as I've discussed in previous episodes, it helps relax your mind. Now, occasionally I suffer from insomnia, and that's because my mind is racing and has problems just shutting itself off. Mindful meditation trains you to shut off all those thoughts and train your mind to just quiet down. It's really helpful during your day and in stressful situations. You can also listen to relaxation guides while falling asleep. I have actually two episodes that I created just for this. They're called Go to Sleep and Go to Sleep for Kids, and they are my most popular episodes by far. Try them, but keep your device at a distance. Also, if you're listening to podcasts at night, set your device to stop listening either after the current episode or after so many minutes so it doesn't keep proceeding to the next podcast. That'll keep you up forever. Another thing I did with my device is I set them to go onto night shift. And that changes the light spectrum of your device from blue to kind of an orangey yellow, which is much better for relaxation and to get your body rhythms to understand that it's time for sleep. Music can also help with relaxation. Find soft, comforting music that helps you decompress. Put that on after you stop working, while you're cooking or playing with your pets. I found that my dog loves classical music, really. You know the old saying, music soothes the savage beast? Well, it does, and we're beasts too. I also found that repeating some soothing habits from my childhood helps me relax. My mom used to make me tea before bed. So if I make myself tea before bed, it triggers that memory and makes me feel safe and happy and sleepy. Other things you can do are take a bath. The warmth automatically relaxes your muscles, and it also emulates the feeling you had inside your mother's womb. Read or have something read to you. Find an audiobook or fiction podcast with a voice that soothes you. Another great thing to relax is, this is one of my favorites, chocolate. Chocolate releases the happy endorphins in you. And if you're vegan like me, you can have some dark chocolate, but just don't overdo it. And funny enough, as we're talking about food, chewing gum can also lower your stress levels. It can lower cortisol and improve your mood. Now, I covered this in my episode called Nature's Buzz. Make sure you get some green time. If you can, at least weekly. Nature in trees, fresh air, flowers, bird song, and green grass de-stresses the human body, the mind, and the soul. Even if you're in the middle of the city, you can easily find a park, conservatory, or nature preserve. Last year, I visited Golden Gate Park in San Francisco for the first time, and it was so beautiful and amazing. I have now planned a trip each year. I couldn't possibly fit all that it has to offer in even 2 days. LA has the beach, Griffith Park, and the mountains for hiking. Be safe, though. Let people know where you are and go with a friend if possible. Now, I know lately that the news can be a big stressor. So personally, I've decided not to tune in or read it. I rarely go to the news sites anymore, and I'll mute my friends who are constantly posting negative stuff. I figure if something big happens, I'll be notified, especially now that they have that alert system on our phones. I don't have to follow the news daily. I know that it's in our nature to obsess over tragedy and tribulation. I remember that after 9/11, I was glued to the TV screen just to make sense of it all. But I soon realized that sometimes there just is no sense to it. The question of why is sometimes never answered. So limit the amount of news that comes into your brain. You'll be glad you did. Also, pay attention to your audio environment. Now, right now, it's me speaking to you, and you should be relaxing just by listening to the Peaceful Life podcast. But how often do you experience true quiet? All of your senses contribute to stress, especially sound. And even though I'm in a really quiet area in the mountains, my office is right next to my kitchen, and my refrigerator hums constantly. And until I was writing this, I had tuned it out. But when I stop and just listen, I realize it's really quite loud. So even if you consciously don't hear something, your body is still absorbing it. So consciously, have some quiet time and relax your ears too. It's all sensory input. Now, if you have animal companions, petting them has been scientifically proven to de-stress and relax a person. I'll sit on the floor almost every morning and let my animals come snuggle with me. They'll come to you if you sit there long enough. And de-stressing is why they take pets to hospitals, hospices, and retirement homes, and why pets have become emotional support animals. Pet love is unconditional and makes you happy. At this moment, I have 3 cats and a pup. Last night when I was watching TV, they all came up to sit on me or next to me, and it was the best feeling ever. I even took a picture, and I'll post it in the show notes. If you don't have pets of your own, visit a friend who does, or volunteer for a shelter or rescue group, or just go visit one. But be warned, if you're like me, there's no such thing as visiting. I always end up adopting one more. And finally, understand that a big contributor to stress is negative self-talk and self-inflicted anxiety. Be kind to yourself. Yesterday, I started getting irritated in line at the grocery store because someone was actually writing a check. Like, who writes a check anymore, am I right? But then I realized, I'm in no hurry. If this takes even 60 seconds more than I'm used to, like, really, who cares? And who is it hurting? Who's getting irritated? Me. I was stressing myself. Sometimes I also set an agenda for the day and I'll freak out if I don't tick off everything on my to-do list. Type A personality again. But I stop myself and say, what will happen if I don't do this today? Nothing. That's usually the answer. Especially since I work for myself. I can't fire me. So why am I stressing out about it? So I take a deep breath. And I let it go. In fact, if you look back on the Peaceful Life podcast library, most of my episodes can help you with de-stressing and relaxing. So take a moment to go back and re-listen to some of them if you need to. So that's it. Take a deep breath and then let it out, because that's all it takes. And get relaxed again. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast. Visit my website at thepeaceful.life. Thank you for tuning in, and have a wonderfully relaxing week.